Hey, Princess. I'm glad I went to voicemail. It's actually what I was looking for. I know you're at work right now and you're busy, and I hope your day isn't terrible or too long. But I wanted to leave you something. Because I just need to. So earlier today when we were talking, you kept saying things that just kind of broke my heart. It's hard to explain, but it was, I hate when you tell me you're not good enough, or when you're just down on yourself, because you really shouldn't be. So I wanted just to leave you with something that you could always listen to, just a reminder of how I feel about you, and what I think about you, and just all the things. And I try to remind you every day, but I know it's hard for you to hear it from my voice, and when I'm face to face with you, I know how you feel about being complimented, but I just wanted to give you something that you can listen to, and you can just know how I feel, and know how important you are, and how valued you are, and how loved you are, okay? So, there's only one person like you. There really is. There's like 7 billion people on the planet, right? And out of those 7 billion people, I met you. And I fell in love with you. And there's just no one else in the world that's like you. Like at all. There just isn't. And you say, you know, that I could find another girl that's just like you, but I don't think that's true at all. There's only one you. There really is. And I'm so in love with her. And no one can fill, like, the hole that you give me. Like, no one can replace you. You are irreplaceable, you know? You're like this bright light in my life. You're this shining star in which everything else can be oriented relative to. And yes, you can be a brat sometimes, and you can be difficult, and you can push my buttons, and you can drive me crazy, but there is absolutely no one else on this planet that I'd rather go insane with. There isn't. There's no one like you, baby. You are my princess. My baby girl. Love of my life. You are the first thing I think about when I wake up in the morning. You're the last thing I think about when I go to bed. And you make me incredibly happy. Even on your worst days, I would take your worst day forever. As long as it means that you're in my life. As long as you're there, you know? Nowhere else feels as, like, safe as those moments when your head's on my chest and my arms are wrapped around you and I'm holding you close. And then when you tell me you feel safe in my arms, oh my God. It just makes me feel like I'm the most important person in the world. It makes me feel like that I, like, really matter, that I'm doing something important, because you are something important. You're the most important person to me. You really are. And not a second goes by that I don't think about you, that I don't want you with me. It would make me so happy if we could both just blow off work and spend all day in bed together, or at home, or just running off on adventures, and just, you have no idea how much I want that. I would love that. And I hate all the bullshit you have to put up with. I hate your job. I hate all of it, because you deserve so much better than that. You deserve to be pampered and just... But I won't get into that. I just want you to know how special you are. And how loved you are. And I just want you to love yourself as much as I love you. I just want you to look in the mirror and see the same girl I look at. Every morning, before she puts on her makeup, before she does anything, you know, morning breath and all, you are a perfect 10. You are. You're just... You're the best thing that has ever happened to me. And I really mean that. So, I just wanted you to know. Oh, in the future. The thing that scares you the most, the thing that keeps you up at night and makes you worry, I just wish you'd stop worrying about it. We're gonna be fine, baby. We're gonna be so fine. It doesn't matter what our future has. If you want to get married, then I'll marry you. If you don't want to get married, that's fine. If you want kids, we'll have kids. If you don't want to have kids, we won't have kids. I got what I wanted. I wanted you. I have you. You're mine. That's all I needed. I really don't need anything else. Everything else is just cherry on top, you know? But I got what I wanted. So, here's your homework. The part that you hate when I give, but it's important. I need you to be nicer to yourself. Because you really should be. So no more negativity. No more saying bad things about you. Stop being mean to the woman I love. Please. Because she's so amazing. She's so sweet. She's the most caring, wonderful, beautiful. I'm not going to keep going with adjectives because I know how much you hate it. You know I could go on. I can go on forever. You're my heart, gorgeous. You are. And I love you completely. All of you. The good, the bad, the ugly. All of it. Without restraint or hesitation, without fear. I know that scares you. Because you don't think you deserve that. But I'm telling you that you do. I'm telling you that you deserve every single second of it. You are an amazing woman. You're 1 in 7 billion. I'm very, very, very lucky to have you. I am. And in this life, there are so many things that aren't constant. So many things that are in flux that just feel uncertain, but you don't feel that way. You are a constant in a sea of variables. And I'm so happy to be with you. I'm so happy that you chose me to be your boyfriend, that you're my girlfriend. You're the one that I wanted. And I got you. I am so, 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 so very happy. So unbelievably happy. And I wanted you to know that. And I wanted you to know that in a way that you can just listen to it over and over and over again until it drills into your head. Your very, very stubborn head. That's just the way it is. And this is just the way I feel. And no matter how difficult you may be, or how much you're a brat, or all the things, how much baggage you think you're bringing onto me, you're not a burden. You're never a burden. You're perfection, baby. And I want you. Only you. Anyway, I think this voicemail's gone on for a really long time. Give me a call back when you listen to it. Or just give me a call back whenever. I miss your voice, babe. I love you. I'll see you when you get home, okay?